You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Allowed to tell the anecdote, right?
Oh,
Woody?
Man.
Oh, are we? It's about time.
This mystery crate has begun.
And I think Chris Cody really wants to describe what happened because I think he was the closest to the action.
So was I.
I feel like I got put in this spot where this guy was connected to me. We could say it. Okay, somebody broke in here. Is that the right way to put it?
That's essentially what happened.
Just casually moseyed on in.
Yeah, so I was informed recently that there is a Reddit account that's called something to the effect of people who aren't where they're supposed to be. And it's basically like guys who like put on a high-vis jacket and start directing traffic, like one of those highlighters, and they like assume the role of traffic cop. When they have no credentials or qualification, you just put on a jacket and people assume that you know what you're doing.
So during the 24-hour marathon, there were a lot of people running around the studio, the entire floor that we're on, in and out constantly. And so there was someone who wasn't supposed to be here who kind of ended up in the studio. And speaking of Reddit, I saw on Reddit that a few fans noticed someone was kind of hanging around and wondered who it was. And we were all a bit delirious. This was early in the morning on Saturday, and we wondered who it was too. But we all kind of assumed that the random guy who was in the studio was a friend of somebody else. And I think for some reason we all thought he was Chris Cody's friend.
I love how that, like, what's going on there?
Because he was a fat guy. That's
Come on, Roy. Yeah, that is not very nice.
I wasn't trying to be.
Yeah. I feel like it should have been a giveaway that this guy was not supposed to be here when we saw that he was wearing thong sandals.
I didn't see it till
the very end. That would have been a red flag for me. But he just looked, dude, he could have been one of the crew. Like Jess said, there was like 60, I think I saw in an email that there were 60 to 80 people throughout the whole week that were part of this freedom thing. So it's not that crazy for us to not know everybody. But yes, there was somebody just in this studio for a good bit.
There was a moment where I thought I knew who he was. And again, it was 5 in the morning when we were doing the Mystery Crate Hour. But I looked at him, and he came in with the guy that was giving us cafecito.
I look at him like, that's Eddie Play.
Yeah, he's one of the helpers that's helping this guy, another production hand. He's doing cafecito. Like, he's cool. He's one of us. And then all of a sudden...
At one point during Greg Cody Hour, I was the only one in this back studio, and I needed an update on how many people were watching. So I put him to work. I was like, "Can you tell me how many people?" And I just like assumed that this guy was supposed to be here. He helped me, told me, and I was just like, "There you go, good work, Eddie."
Now, fair play, our security team did manage to get him out of here in short order. But either way, I mean.
What a moment.
You had him learning Adobe.
I did.
We all just assumed that this person belonged. Now. And there was a moment like later on, right when he was being escorted out, like literally escorted out, where we all kind of were like, wait, you don't know him? No. You don't know him? No. Juju, do you know him? Chris, do you know him? And that's when we all realized no one knew who this person was. And they were literally dragged out of the studio. Like, super not cool to do that. Like, could have been dangerous. We're lucky it wasn't. We're lucky he didn't steal anything as far as we know. But kind of hysterical that we are that inept and that delirious. And we kind of just were like, there's a guy.
He actually did steal something. He stole some flan.
He did partake in the breakfast flan.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to hear now.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Tony, great transition. Why don't you take us there?
So what you're about to hear, just know that there's a creep standing in the background. They're
looming in the shadows.
I know, and if you're out there listening, guy, you know what? You're a creep. I was going to like soften it, but like I just like,
dude, that's a mean thing to say.
I also want to issue a warning to the entire audience. Lest anyone think.
Yeah.
Lest, great word, by the way. Lest anyone think.
Meh.
You can get away with this.
No.
We continue to have security here every day. There is not always a massive television crew and production crew that is here to put stuff together. Don't come to the Clevelander and get any ideas.
We will
okay?
get you.
Just because we're laughing about this on air doesn't mean that we weren't all totally creeped the fuck out about it, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you made, like, it was kind of funny, but it was also really creepy. So please, don't do this.
I also want to shout out Chris Cody in the first hour of Mystery Crate that we already put out. Put like cheers to security in like while we were saying cheers to security on air, we had a massive security
breach. That guy was probably like smirking to himself. Listen, like security.
They don't know.
They figured it out. They figured it out. Fair play to security. Now, Tony, since you're on our way, why don't you introduce what the audience is going
to
hear now?
We are about to hear the hour two of the Mystery Crate Hour that turned into Breakfast Flan because Amin Al-Hassan was absolutely just dead next to me on the mic.
I feel like it wasn't a Mystery Crate Hour. It was Breakfast Flan that turned into a Mystery Crate Hour because Amin was incapacitated.
That's right.
Here's Breakfast Flan.
Folks, I want to talk to you about life and how things change and how they usually change for the better. Look, 5 years ago, I didn't have a podcast with my dad. Now I do. 5 years ago, I didn't talk a lot on this show, and now I talk way more than people would like. So life is always changing. I'm sure in your life, you have examples of the same exact thing. But you know the one thing that hasn't changed? The great taste of Miller Lite. They keep it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. Less filling and only 96 calories. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Speed is everything.
All right. Welcome back, Amin. Guys, let's get this done. Okay. This hour is supposed to be Breakfast Flan. That's what it was scheduled. An hour.
I mean, how
are
you doing?
Flan.
First, just like you look a little.
Where
rough
can
right
I find
now.
A breakfast like that?
I've completely crashed, and now I don't feel good at all. I'm hoping the Breakfast Flan will bring me back to life, though, because it has all the essential ingredients and nutrients needed for a complete breakfast.
Does it have rum?
Don't say that word.
So, you're presently wearing sunglasses indoors. You've worn sunglasses indoors for a majority of the day. Juju Gotti is as well. Today has been an artful day of wearing sunglasses indoors.
Chris, there's a wicked orange light right here that is like blinding. So we're having some trouble back here, actually.
Yeah, there's a blue light on
Chris,
Billy's.
You say
well.
You put gel in your head before you go to sleep. You have nothing else to say, brother.
Juju.
You lost.
Yeah,
man.
When did you hear me assigning a value judgment to wearing sunglasses indoors?
I heard it.
I'm merely asking. Yeah. I'm merely asking about
the
tactics of it.
I think the observation implied it.
Merely bringing it up.
Here's why I brought it up. I think I'd look fucking ridiculous wearing sunglasses.
Juju points
out
there was a hard ES on those glasses.
We heard it.
Wow.
No, but yes. I am not skilled at all in wearing sunglasses indoors. I think I couldn't do it. So I'm just curious, when do you make the decision to wear sunglasses indoors? How do you execute it? And not because ultimately you're using an article of clothing that is not necessary.
Do you have prescription sunglasses? Were you able
to
do that?
I don't. No, I don't.
And that's a problem then.
No, but what I'm saying is that you're wearing sunglasses indoors as kind of an accessory, right? It's part of a look, right? But it's not actually doing anything. It's not blocking out the sun, which is the function of sunglasses. So I'm just curious, why do it?
This is not an accessory. This is a lifestyle. My whole sauce and everything go with my shoes, and the people at home can't see that, but you can, so you should be the first person to salute me, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, I got glasses on. Yep. I've been bumping in the shit all day, goddammit.
Yep. That's the truth.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
Chris, you know what you just did? You failed the vibe test that you claimed you passed.
Absolutely.
I
listen, me and Renee Montgomery, I passed that vibe check. No,
that was today.
Unchecked.
That was in the last.
That was yesterday.
Hours. Yeah, it was yesterday around 2 p.m.
Oh yeah,
sure. That wasn't Tuesday.
A couple weeks ago, actually.
I mean, honestly,
my insides are on fire.
Oh no.
Honestly, I mean, mine too.
How does this happen to you so often? I mean.
Maybe it's too much breakfast flan.
Can Hildy get us some Tums? Can we order Tums delivery for everyone?
The 6 a.m. hour is supposed to be breakfast flan with Amin.
Chris.
And to set it up a little bit, let me just play a quick song of Amin celebrating
Hang on. Because this is a commercial song that he's singing to the tune of.
Oh, yeah, we can't play it.
I don't think you can play that.
Hmm.
This is why Mike doesn't feel like he can leave the room for 10 minutes, because then we'll break
good
the rules.
Yeah.
What if I just read the lyrics without a tune?
Ooh. Do that.
I think you can do that.
Do that. Yeah.
Breakfast flan, do 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 do. Breakfast flan, do 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 do. Where can I find another breakfast like that?
Now, what if that's the moment that brought down the company?
Too close. 2-year contract. Huh?
No, it's actually an original work. So I mean, there's no one who can sue for the lyrics. It's only for the tune. So,
but
now that he's created
he's
a tune,
saying that would
no,
be ridiculous.
No, but it's a different tune than the one that's in the song.
What's a tune that's public domain now that he can sing? Like, is Happy Birthday public domain?
It
or
is.
I know there
it
was
is.
Like a, there was a debate over that a few years ago whether it was or wasn't.
I don't know.
So maybe we just switch the
don't
tune
sing
out.
It.
Yeah, do we really want to take chances
on
that?
We talked about it a little too much on air. Yeah. I feel like we're a little too deep in.
Pop Goes the Weasel is, right?
Obama, is that Obama there?
Right, that one's public domain.
I hope so.
Throwing the line there, man.
Well, you just sang it, so.
No, I just said ta-na-ta-na-ta-na-ta-na-na.
There was a melody.
Is there any Jack in the Box that doesn't go by the Pop Goes the Weasel melody?
What about the ice cream truck song?
No, that one you can't say.
No?
No, don't do that. Undo that.
I don't like ice cream trucks.
What?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I just never.
You don't
really
like a good screwball?
No, but screwball. Yes.
Is that the pink thing? Is that the pink one with the thing
with
at the bottom?
At the bottom?
All right,
yeah.
That one's
it's
okay.
Called bubble gum at the bottom. Then,
that's overrated, though. Like, is that really
overrated?
That good? Yeah. That's the first thing you say?
You're
it
an
was,
asshole.
It was so good, people wanted more, and they created the two.
I probably just go with like a ice cream sandwich. That's what I usually go with.
Solid. Classic. Yeah.
There's been a photo going around Twitter with the menu of a ice cream truck and people saying like, "Who you got? Like, what would you order?" I'm curious, Chris Cody, what do you order? I mean, I know you just said you hate ice cream trucks, but what's your order at an ice cream truck?
I think I go simple and safe. You know, I don't like to go too like, you know, that thing. Like, I like to get something like an ice cream sandwich, just like old fashioned.
A regular vanilla ice cream sandwich.
Let me just say, everyone who says, "Oh, Choco Taco," get over yourself.
That's yeah,
agreed.
Stugatz goes
agreed.
That.
That's fine, but like everyone acts like it's this revelation. Like no one's ever picked a Choco Taco before.
That's a messy bite.
Messy bite. Not worth it. Not worth the hype.
What do you go for then, Zach?
I like, well, they have variations of it, but I've always liked the kind of like Ninja Turtle head with the
ooh.
Gumball eyes.
See, I was gonna say that I love that, but I would have felt very childish saying that because the modern incarnation of that is a SpongeBob SquarePants, which you would look like a child if I showed up to an ice cream truck and said I would like that SpongeBob SquarePants ice cream. But the ice cream itself and the gumball accessory is a good ice cream. I just can't order it because it makes me look like a kid.
SpongeBob is timeless, Woody. You're too self-conscious.
Or Ninja Turtles.
No, I disagree.
Wait, you're
no.
worried about looking like a kid ordering from an ice cream truck?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's why?
Point. That's a good point.
No, I mean, but the ice cream truck is more, I would say, a relic of the past at this point than something that is relevant. I mean, I'm speaking completely ignorantly.
I'm definitely going with the Tweety Bird pop there. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but that's the same thing, right? The Tweety Bird pop is the same thing.
What?
That's not good.
Don't you?
That's
fucking
the perfect example of like, it's not that good. The screwball, the Choco Taco, like that's my point.
So then,
on,
what's your dessert of choice? If
I'll go to like a good ice cream place, like an actual place.
Yeah, but they don't drive to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
I'll drive to them.
The thrill of the ice cream truck is that you're outside and you're hot and you hear it coming, and then you run in your house, you get the cash, you get, you know, $3, and you run back out and you try to catch it. That's why the ice cream truck is like a treat. It's an oasis.
I do remember chasing down an ice cream truck.
Really? When?
Like when I was a kid in my neighborhood.
Last week. You ran that truck down. Last week.
I mean, everyone would, right? You hear the music?
35 years old. Guys,
I have breaking news.
What's that?
Chris, hold on. Before I get to the breaking news,
are you feeling?
Woody, you are on one today.
Are you feeling the chicken wings yet?
No.
It's bad.
No, I'm feeling
it's
fine.
It's bad. I don't know.
It's just 10 wings. I mean, I guess because you're saying because we did it so fast.
Well, he also ate 10 before that.
Yeah, I ate 10
I ate
before
a full
that.
Plate
yeah,
of food.
I ate like
an hour
I have like 19
that,
wings, yeah. And it's kicking
you
off.
Get some Tums.
Yeah.
I also have another ice cream thing question. You remember those little fake cigarettes they used to sell in the ice cream truck? Yeah. When did they stop selling those? Did anybody like those? Those tasted horrible,
when
right?
When someone woke up and was like, yeah, let's stop selling pretend cigarettes to kids.
No, you look so cool having them. Oh my God. Like, cool. So cool.
Hard
yeah,
agree.
It's
hard
the most
agree.
Dastardly thing.
My first job was working at a hospital gift shop, and they sold baby-related cigarette-looking things.
For babies?
Cigars?
Yeah, it was like a candy that was
baby
in the
cigarettes?
Shape of cigar. It was
to
like meant to
baby?
Celebrate. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. They were a popular selling item.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I saw a baby with a cigarette, I'd say cool ass baby.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Can I get an
Can I get an amen?
It's a cool baby.
Okay, come on, Jess. Get the punchline right.
Do you guys want my do you guys want my breaking news?
Yeah, get your breaking news.
The sun is coming out.
Oh,
that is good shit.
In Pride Month.
Are we gonna get a?
Would the television people mind if we took the side? If we took the sign down that covers the window?
I don't know.
I could really do with sunlight entering the studio.
I don't know if
you know. Actually,
we're allowed
the sun's
to
not
do
really.
It.
Oh, you see, it's daylight.
It doesn't have the cameras.
Oh, we got a shot of it.
Look at
that.
Oh my God,
we do.
We're almost home.
We timed up breakfast flan with the sunrise. That's
Jessica,
good shit.
Please don't say we got a shot of anything. I don't
know. Sorry.
What about a shot of cafecito?
Well, are these live images of a couple walking down the
beach? Beautiful couple just walking down
the beach. Where were they just coming from?
Did they sign releases?
Baby! No.
Do you guys remember the first HD televisions came with Discovery HD Earth? There was this channel that was literally just like showing off HD picture. And it was just live video of nature in high def, and I was mesmerized by it. And I have to be honest, 20 minutes of just high definition pictures of the beach with no sound sounds fun right now.
I love a 4K fireplace.
Oh, 4K fireplace?
Yeah.
For me, the 4K of a bead of water falling off of an orchid. It's just like you could see the single bead of water falling. It's just incredibly
Chris
soothing.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
I mean, this guy.
I wish I would have written down all the things you've said in this hour.
And I'm the one who didn't have the cafecito.
Like, you have so much energy right now. It's honestly helped a lot.
It's
like
insane.
I feel like you're kind of leading this, which is fine because I'm really tired.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel great.
What are you guys looking forward to the most about after this?
Sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Like 1 p.m.
Oh my God.
I'm looking forward to maybe pitching that we take Monday off. That's something I'm looking forward to. Maybe entertaining that conversation.
YouTube commenters not going to be happy with that.
Listeners,
all the listeners are going to be really upset.
I'm just saying pitching. Okay,
stop complaining. Okay?
Yeah, seriously.
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a plot twist. I was prepared for that.
Well, I originally backed you, and then I just quickly pointed out this isn't going to be popular. I said, you know what? Got to flip sides on this.
You got to be on the side of the listeners at all times. We
wouldn't
be
here
without
them.
And Verizon and DraftKings.
Thank you, listeners.
Wait a second.
Verizon,
let the listeners do their job for 24 hours and see how they like it.
And then expect to be at that place
exactly.
of employment. What?
Some of them probably
44
do.
Hours later.
24 hours?
Yeah,
nobody works for 24 hours.
Name a job that requires you to work 24 straight hours.
Cobbler.
There's probably some. I'm not going to pretend like I know off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are jobs that have very long hours that are listed.
24
have.
Straight hours.
Yeah, name one.
I don't know.
Airline pilot?
Name a surgeon?
Airline,
a doctor?
Airline pilot?
Yeah, have you ever been on a 24-hour flight? They didn't leave and go home in the middle of it, Chris.
They probably did take a break.
They probably have multiple people.
I mean, a lot of people with just like regular office jobs have to work ridiculous hours too, Witty.
Yeah.
Like, we're not special.
But hang on a second.
A lot of people work hard, Witty.
No one who works an office job is working 24
that's
straight hours.
That's not true. I guarantee you that's not true.
So you work an office job.
Yeah.
You're just not going to bed.
Attorney before the big game.
Some people.
You know?
If you're out there and you have a job where you've stayed awake for 24 hours to work, tweet out
Soldiers.
Whittingham and tell him he's wrong.
We're doing this for the first, doing this once every blank year. I'm sure that odd people with office jobs have, you know, a crazy week at work where they have to do something crazy.
Okay, but you're describing it's
firefighters.
You're describing its rarity.
Nurses.
This is rare for us, too.
That's what I'm saying, right? This
Amazon
is this
driver.
Is a very rare occasion in which any human would work for 24 hours.
Now we're just naming people who work.
Yeah.
For 24 straight hours.
LeBron takes no days off.
Oh, God.
Woody's so out of touch.
If you're a magician, it's not like you stop being a magician. It's just something that you are.
Always
your
on
entire
the clock.
Life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Belichick. Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. This really blew up in your face, man. He's going to
I think that's my role at present. I can say about anything.
Who of us all here has not slept 1 second in the last since noon?
Roy, Woody,
I have not slept.
Jason, for sure.
Zach, oh, wait.
I slept an hour.
I slept like an hour-ish. Yeah.
Roy, did you get some Z's?
No, I woke up at 5 and I haven't slept.
Roy got here at like 7 a.m. yesterday.
Wait, you woke up at 5?
Yeah, I woke up at 5. Yeah.
So he has a child.
You did get some sleep.
No, I woke up at 5 this morning to get here.
Okay, got
it. Did Mike fall asleep because that was a bet?
We'll have to ask him when he comes back.
Well, one of the bets was like, he's got to sleep.
It's before 11, okay. I believe, is the bet.
Which is basically, will he sleep during the 24 hours?
Well, yeah, it's because the thing closed at 11.
He's emerged.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Be careful. Don't put on those sunglasses. Woody's going to tell you
something. Yeah, Woody doesn't have sunglasses inside.
Can we get to the flan?
This is supposed to be breakfast flan, guys. So the way that this was scheduled was breakfast flan for an hour with Amin. And then we quickly realized, that's not going to take an hour. Let's do something else. And then for a small time, we pitch, why don't we turn breakfast flan into a morning news show a la the Today Show or Good Morning America? And then that didn't happen. So
I can do a weather report, Billy.
Do you want me to go
to the penalty box and we can do it in front of the green screen.
There's a cot in there in my suitcase currently because that fine. Actually became my bedroom.
Just, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Just like
that's where you slept.
Stand on the cot.
Okay. Do we have a weather?
I don't know. You might be pointing to a fireplace, but it's worth doing the bit. I saw earlier they have like a stock image of some sort to put in the green screen.
Just put anything.
I don't think there's even a camera set up in there.
No. That's
right
fine.
Now?
Just go over there.
Yeah, no.
There's a camera there.
Theater of the mind, Jess.
Yeah. I'll go over there. I'll do the weather.
All right, you do the weather.
Yeah, but
then.
I'm taking the flan with me. No.
Leave the flan the we way. Do not have a weather thing to go to, so that's probably something we shouldn't do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Do you want me to read like some of the top headlines from the AP or something like that?
Okay.
Well, the point was, as we're finding out, this idea didn't really take off.
One thing we can do on the green screen is a live shot of outside, so she could do like a weather report of what outside looks like.
Yeah, just point towards a bit of the.
Okay, where on the
roof? Go ahead. Don't go to the green screen.
No, go to the green screen. Go to the penalty spot. Okay. Go to the penalty
Perfect.
Box.
Yeah. All right, I'll be back with the weather.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
See you later.
Now, can I have some breakfast flan?
Weather on the fives.
Well, here's the thing about the breakfast flan that we need to talk about, gentlemen. I did not know that Hildy was a fixer that would kind of just help us with things. And I realized at about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock last night, hey, for breakfast flan tomorrow at 6 a.m., nothing's going to be open that serves flan. So I ordered these last
night. I disagree.
Night.
We're on South Beach.
No.
Really?
Yeah, the place that I got it from, I checked the hours and they opened at 7. So I'm like, we got to handle this tonight. So I went and I ordered 6 breakfast flans. And I thought, that's enough to go around. How much do you think this costs, by the way? Because I'm trying to figure out the expense situation with parking and with the breakfast flan.
Giving you receipts?
Well, they didn't give me a receipt for this. How much do you think these cost? I'll tell you, $50 for 6
breakfast
flans. $50
for
South Beach, baby.
South Beach prices.
No, we
Ridiculous.
Have to savor them then. We have to enjoy every single bit of these bits of breakfast flan.
Yeah, well, the point is, some of you are not going to be getting these breakfast flans. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, are you going to eat breakfast flan?
I just threw up in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
You need some flan.
Zach, how do you feel about breakfast flan?
I love flan, so I'm in.
Okay. What about in the morning? You're cool with it?
Anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to ask a question.
It's just simply a dessert.
I wanted to ask a question to both you and Zach. During the bit with Neil Brennan and Adam McKay, we had some Zoom issues in which I don't think for long stretches Neil nor Adam could hear you as long as someone else was talking.
Right.
So trying to get a word in edgewise was hard. Did that annoy you in any way, or were you just kind of delighted to be along for the comic ride?
No, I wasn't annoyed at all. It was the easiest episode of Cinephobe we've ever done. We just sat back and we all got to be privy to what was basically a private conversation between two of the biggest names in comedy. I don't know how anyone could be annoyed.
But I presume you'd want to contribute to it, though, right? Like, just with the odd... You had a great follow-up, which actually was never answered, which is, who was the critic that criticized Adam McKay's movie that he got to retract? That is a mystery that remains unsolved.
I honestly could have used more me in that one. Yeah, it was. I felt like I had really good questions. They didn't get to them, and, you know...
Neil, back off, right?
Yeah, like, Neil... Okay, like, all right, Chappelle Show. Yeah, that was big, like, 15 years ago. Like, we're good now. Like,
good Lord.
Cinephobe. Wherever you find podcasts.
How did Fair Neil shake. Get in that American Express commercial or whatever that is?
He chases Chase commercial with Kevin Hart.
I presume because he
directs it.
Someone
reached out to his agent, yeah. And then they came up with it.
He directs commercials. Yeah.
Well, he in the podcast where the bit of Cinephobe that you missed, the movie that was discussed was his only movie that he directed.
Yeah.
And so the conversation was about how.
Did you say we?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, forgive me. Amin and Zach.
You've just been hot coming at people, so I felt like I needed to bring it back at you.
You put no work into that. What are you talking about?
I did try to encourage Zach to reset for the audience what the Zoom window looked like. There was no window.
Never an opening.
Yeah, there was never an opening.
Question, when you say forgive me, what if we don't?
I won't.
That's a really good question.
I'm going to carry on talking. So,
right. I mean, I think really that's what important. Yeah, I mean, just no murder. I think we're good. Yeah.
How was the weather, Jess?
Carry on.
So there's not actually a crew set up in there because I think they left when I ended up falling asleep. And that room was kind of creepy.
So it's your fault that we can't do a weather report.
Well, you decided they're actually.
I also was the only one who decided to turn
that into your personal hotel room.
Yeah.
They are over there now. I just got word if you want to do it still.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Are they really?
The person in my ear just told me. Yeah. In our ears.
Chris is talking to Kansas City. We'll see. That's right. That's where they are.
Yeah. Well, I like describing a group of people or a technical team as a city rather than our technical team or our production team. No, I'm hearing from Kansas City. You like put your fingers to your earpiece and go, Kansas City is informing me.
The thing about Kansas City is it always makes me think of the mob, right? And they're like in their smaller towns. Like if you watch Fargo. They always talk about Kansas City wants this and Kansas City wants that. And I feel like that's right now the mob is telling us what to do.
Yeah.
I love the big deal Jess made of like walking like 20 feet.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to go. Are they there?
It's a Herculean effort.
Millennials, am I right?
Right. So I have a breakfast flan. Amin has a breakfast flan. And we have four additional
flans
up for grabs. And I'm not going to hand them out. First come, first
serve. Zach wants one.
They're right here. If you guys want them,
do I have to go get it?
I'll bring it in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, open that tin.
What was the original concept behind this? I mean, were you even behind?
I think Amin was meant to lead. I think he was meant to lead the hour.
Well, he's in no shape to be leading.
Yeah.
So here's well, as soon as I take this first bite, everything's gonna change. Mm. But the idea was, like you said, that we're gonna do like a morning show. So I try to book someone to be on with us who could eat the flan wherever they were. We'd have it delivered for them. The problem is, at the 6 a.m. hour, that's too early for the East Coast. For the West Coast, it's 3 a.m. It's too late. There's literally no one in the continental United States who of note that we could book. I tried several names. I won't name them on air to spare them the embarrassment.
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Beetle?
No, I don't burn the Freddie Prinze card for just about anything.
Won't even get him on Cinephobe.
Just mystery crates that never come together.
He probably never asked him if we're gonna get down to the bottom of that.
What's that?
No, you probably never asked Freddie Prinze to do mystery crate.
I did.
Pablo?
No, Pablo. What do you mean Pablo?
You don't have any European based friends that can do the that can deliver the news?
Thierry Henry.
You're friends with Thierry Henry?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
That is incredible.
Call him right now.
I only have one Thierry Henry anecdote, which is that when he was playing for the New York Red Bulls, this is one of the most famous one of the most famous footballers of all time. He goes to do an interview at NBC at 30 Rock, and they stopped him and asked him to fill out a form for identification. It's the first time in his life he's ever had to do that because no one in America cares about Thierry Henry. This is a guy who once scored 24 goals and 20 assists in the Premier League in one season for Arsenal.
Get over yourself, all right, Thierry Henry. Everyone has to show ID for everything, all right?
Not true.
I disagree.
Not true.
I disagree.
Post 9/11, listen to this. The Clippers were flying to, I believe, Vancouver. This is when there's still a team in Vancouver. And Lamar Odom didn't have a passport. So then they asked him, well, let's see your driver's license. Said, I don't have a driver's license. He never learned how to drive because he's from New York. They ask him, well, do you have anything with your picture and your name on it? And he pulls out a copy of Slam Magazine that he's on the cover with his name on it. And they let him in. That same flight, one of the assistant coaches was Igor Kokoshkov, who was at the time not a U.S. citizen. They banned him from entering Canada. He had to stay behind.
Wow. That's the future coach of the Suns, right?
Yes, and now he's the coach of Efes
I think that's right.
Yeah,
thanks, Billy.
I don't understand how Lamar Odom at some point would have had to go through customs and didn't have a driver's license. He played for the Clippers, Miami, the Lakers, Dallas, the Clippers.
The Kardashians. Then,
but okay, but at some point you have to learn how to drive if you're going to live in Los Angeles or Miami
for
12 years. What?
I mean, I'm sure you don't have to drive.
So you're just being driven everywhere.
Woody, I'm sure he learned how to drive.
Clearly he didn't. He doesn't have a driver's license.
This is one of the first seasons in the league.
Yeah.
I started the story with when he was at the Clippers early in his career.
Okay, but...
He was 19 years old.
Come on,
you're
man.
Still living in Los Angeles, right?
Nah. Nah.
You're a millionaire. Yeah. We had Quentin Richardson on, Zach. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we asked him about stories about what it was like being on the Clippers at that time.
Right.
And there was they were just living the dream, man. They were like, we're in the NBA, we live in LA. And then they went to the club and they got rejected from entering. Rejected, yeah. And that's it. And they learned, oh yeah, we play for the Clippers.
Yeah, we're just Clippers.
But did they have the Slam magazine on them?
Ooh, great question. Not yet, but I bet you they did by the end of that season.
Now, Amin, as the host of Breakfast Flan, I understand we have our weather reporter standing by. Do you want to do a... I almost made a reference to someone who no longer works in morning television. A George Stephanopoulos style introduction to our weather reporter.
Well, she can't really hear us, I'm being told.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that I'm talking right now
talk
to the
really
audience
loud.
And I'm talking to Kansas City and saying
yeah.
We should throw it to Jessica right now for her weather report.
Yeah.
I think we have to talk because she can't really.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a beautiful day here in sunny Miami Beach, Florida. Sunrise coming up. Right now, the real feel temperature, 86 degrees, temperature 81 with a high of 84 today. The low, 79 tonight. It's partly cloudy, and the high will be 84. I already said that. Moving on, there is a 10% chance of rain, and the humidity level, 82%. That's pretty high here in Miami. Going to be a steamy one today. We have winds out of southeast at 12 miles per hour. 0% chance of precipitation. I already said 10% chance of rain, so forget that. And the air pressure. 30 degrees, whatever the hell that means. Back to you in the studio, Chris Cody.
Thank you, Jessica.
Now, Billy, I'm surprised that in that weather report there wasn't a measurement of the air quality. I know the air quality is very important to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's first time doing it, so we're not going to be...
Yeah, that's fair. You know.
Can I review this flan a little bit?
Oh, go on.
I love...
Whoa.
Yeah, come on. This is a mean segment, man.
You're just going to dive right in and start
that's not how
hogging
it
down?
You're not even eating.
I'm waiting for everybody to be ready.
Exactly.
Oh, Roy's
done.
I've been eating.
Roy's been done. Here's my thoughts.
Roy ate his whole flan?
Yeah, it's in two bites.
I saw Roy eating it, so I started eating.
The most impressive thing was the other night.
AQI
the other night, Roy got poured a red solo cup of Maker's, and it was like 3 or 4 inch. It's like a big pour. Like you'd sip on that thing for a little. That thing was down in 10 seconds.
Veteran.
I mean, that was impressive, Roy.
Yeah, I know my.
Anyways, back to the flan.
Thank you for cutting me off.
I like the custard part. I don't like this brown liquid at the bottom.
Caramel, man.
Like the custard. It's too gooky, this.
Now, I mean, I've heard that breakfast flan is kind of like the cynophobe of breakfasts.
Okay. What's cynophobe?
Oh, cynophobe. I'm so glad you asked me.
Ascertaining and some flan, huh?
Correct.
Yo, by the way, speaking of cynophobe and the conversation we had with Neil Brennan and Adam McKay, the one moment I felt like I contributed was when... There's only one moment.
2 hours.
There's only one moment I contributed was when Neil Brennan said that Barbara Streisand called the movie cute. And I said, is that a good thing? And I said it because they hadn't heard us the whole time.
Right.
So I said it kind of under my breath, and he caught it.
He wasn't happy.
Wait, when you make Adam McKay laugh, that makes you feel special, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I feel even more special that I pissed Neil Brennan off.
That's the my girlfriend's a comedian, and so that's a tough thing. That's when you kind of realize you're not as funny as you think you are, when you're trying to make a professionally funny person laugh, and it's not often.
I thought it was kind of the other way, where I've always kind of found people who are in comedy to be particularly charitable with their laughter. They don't want to be intimidating.
She's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zach's girlfriend hates him.
And I wouldn't say hate.
That seems counterproductive to a relationship.
Yeah, no, she
my wife hates me.
Yeah, whoa. That's true.
Anyone else want to reveal that their significant others hate them?
Come on.
No.
Jesus. What do you mean, Tony? Come on. Wife hates me? She loves me.
Yeah. My wife loves me. My wife loves me.
Yeah.
And
my girlfriend loves me.
Me,
but yeah.
But hates you. Really
yeah. Right.
No, yeah.
Billy, does your wife hate you?
No.
Thank you.
I'm not falling into this trap, yo. I'm sorry. You're not going to.
Well,
she is. She's watching.
You could just answer the question and say, no, I love my wife and there's nothing wrong with her.
Roy caught us, guys.
Thank you.
This was just a big trap to get him this whole time.
Yeah. The entire time.
I've seen my wife like.
All 2 hours. Of
all 24. Jerks.
I've seen my wife 6 hours probably in the last 2 weeks. I mean, this has been. She's not happy with me right now.
Oh, because of this marathon?
It's been crazy, yeah.
Yeah, we've been here at the studio working some long hours.
Now, hold on, Chris. Is there any chance that she's just acting her ass off to make it seem like she's upset with you, but really right now she's popping bottles and like, woo!
Happy you're out of the house.
Maybe. Yes.
Is that how you imagine Chris's wife partying?
Get her done, yeah.
I like that you've seen your wife like zero times, but you've seen your dad a fuck ton
I have really enjoyed getting to know Chris's dynamic with his father since working with him for a few months. He is embarrassed on three different levels with his father. Before he does something, he's trying to preemptively preemptively stop him from embarrassing himself. Then whilst embarrassing, he's like banging his head against the wall. Then after the embarrassment, is attempting to correct the behavior. At every step of the embarrassment, Chris is just sinking into mortification.
I can't deny it. But hey, guys, before I know this is riveting, but we have something crazy right now. Ooh. We have a shot of Dan sleeping on the fourth floor deck, I believe.
Oh, wow, it's bright outside. Let's
see. All right, so we're looking at the pirate ship.
Okay.
This doesn't look good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Is that where he slept last night?
He took my scotch, man. Hey!
Is he okay?
Did he sleep there
I
all
thought
night?
It was sleeping. It looks more like...
Passed out.
Mike's still up.
Mike doesn't seem terribly perturbed. He attempted a couple of half-hearted kicks.
Oh.
There now appears to be movement.
There's our leader right there, guys.
Yeah. He's going to be on the air in about 2 hours from now.
Have we used that ship?
I think we've used it a lot.
Hang on a second, Billy. I think there's something happening maybe towards the end where that ship will be put into use.
Yeah,
but
it was in the meeting.
It's a surprise.
No, but, you know.
It's been used for Tony's big reveal, I think.
Which wasn't a big reveal.
Soft launch
is ridiculous.
Big reveal's
coming
later.
You've been on the air for 19 hours with Metal Arcadia.
Big reveal's coming later, Witty. Yeah. Trust me, you'll know.
That's like having two birthday brunches and then being like, I get a birthday dinner tomorrow, though. Like,
would you want that?
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Birthday weeks are what it's all about.
People who overcelebrate their birthday, get over yourself.
For real.
Jessica, would you like some flan?
Yeah, would you? We have an extra one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a flan.
We'll get you one.
I can
unveil
the new commercial-free flan song.
Wow, how exciting.
Ooh.
No! What are you doing?
No!
Jeez. All right, you guys ready?
Trying to get us
killed.
Yeah,
go on.
The world premiere. Here we go. Breakfast of flan. Oh, God. Breakfast of flan. Breakfast of flan, 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 breakfast of flan. Where can I find another breakfast like that?
Hey, easy, careful.
Hey, man, tone that line, yo.
Why is it breakfast of flan?
Well, because
that's how it works syllabically.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why is June Lee watching this?
Whittingham is a fancy lad.
All right, guys, here we go.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to take a nice, you want to get all the way down.
The bounce back starts now for Amin El Hassan.
Get that juice.
See that? Yeah. So, Chris, when you take that first scoop, you have to hit the bottom of the container so that you get that little, just a tinge of brown there, that caramel sauce on it.
No.
Tension?
Please note the texture. It's nice and smooth. It's soft, but it's not like watery. You got to have some sort of tension and give back there.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think those spoons are strong enough
for
that flan. Yeah. It seemed pretty weak when I was trying to eat it.
Nothing worse than a weak spoon.
It's all in the wrist, bro.
A weak fork, actually. Yeah. Wow. That's actually such a good point. Those crappy little white forks.
How about this? A weak knife. Yeah. Even worse.
What about a fork, though?
No, I think the worst
what is, this, middle school?
Is the weak fork.
I've got a take on this. So in the aftermath of we don't want to kill turtles anymore.
What?
there.
When
well,
did we
was
want
there
to?
A time, yeah, no, that we no, wanted no. to kill turtles?
Well, you know, because plastic straw is kill turtles.
You're pro-killing everything.
Plastic straw.
Turtle murder.
Kill,
bro murder.
Kill turtles. So we moved to the paper straw. And everyone hated the move to the paper straw.
Turtles.
Well, the tiny spoon that you're given with ice cream, as a matter of fact, there's a gelato place around here that gave they're like paper spoons. They have no structural integrity to them whatsoever. It's just it's completely useless. Almost as bad as the paper straw. People complain about paper straws, not nearly enough about paper spoons.
Well, was anyone listening to what Woody just said?
Listen,
that was a hot take that nobody listened to.
I heard him say structural integrity of a spoon, and I was like,
or lack thereof.
I'm good. I'm just going to go eat this flan. Thank
exactly,
you very much.
Billy.
Science.
Does anybody else need to brush their teeth right now? Like, I really
I did that. Yeah. I did that already.
Yeah. I brought a toothbrush.
I'm probably overdue. Yeah.
Woody, you probably brush your teeth like 6 times a day.
No, I know.
Hurts the enamel.
Really? He's a big floss guy, I would guess.
Yeah, so I ate like 18 chicken wings last night, and not having my water pick with me is unnerving.
Oh, that's some toothpicks.
Water picks, game changer.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
They really are.
Yeah. I find working regular floss to be incredibly tedious. So the improvement to the water pick has been
very dangerous,
revelatory.
Though.
I don't
very
eat the hype.
What's dangerous?
Yeah, water picks.
Right. Why?
Shot myself in the eye once.
No. I would say I'm the Wayne Gretzky. I'm the Wayne Gretzky of handling a water pick. That thing is on 10 out of 10 intensity every time, and it has not a single error has resulted from using it.
Are you bad at anything?
Athleticism. Chris and I are going to race. Chris, Cody, and I are going to race later. It's going to go really poorly for me. I'm going to embarrass myself.
Whitty,
in a significant
if you look
way.
At the screen right now, we're reliving a good moment for you last night.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's on the screen. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That looks so bad.
Oh, God.
I got to see this guy's face again.
The chicken wing thing
right,
was
cut away from that.
Really gross.
It's 6:40 in the morning. I do not want to see Chris eat chicken.
Yeah, Kansas City, do better.
No, we love that.
Nobody wants to see that at 6:40, ever, really.
I just
but
wish
especially
people could
at 6:40 in the morning. You still smell it?
No, I wish people could smell
it.
I didn't mean to
Why?
Smell it.
Like buffalo sauce. Come
I'm
on.
Getting,
oh,
I'm,
why would you want to put the audience through that?
I mean, I
was
had
genuinely
to
unpleasant.
It. I think that was part of the experience for me and my reaction, though. It wasn't what I was seeing. It was what I was smelling.
Is Amin okay? Like, he's just rocking right now back and forth.
No, the answer's always no.
No, but it takes a second for the breakfast flan to begin the bounce back.
He's got to settle.
It's got to settle. It's got to permeate throughout his body.
Settling doesn't sound good.
I mean, all you've done is been awake and had some things to drink, and you look like you're in worse shape than Kate.
I mean,
was
have you had water?
The pepper.
Water probably would help, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. There's only 47 water bottles in front of you. Pick one.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm suffering from massive, massive acid reflux right now. I mean, it's like my chest is on fire.
He had three drops of hot sauce, and all of a sudden, like, I mean, come on.
We got to get him some Tums.
Grow up.
Can we get some Tums in the studio if anyone's listening? Just a antacid
Kansas
tablet.
City.
Is anyone listening?
Kansas City, can you get us some Tums?
We should get Hilda on this.
Oh, my God, Woody.
You.
That's not funny.
It's so rude.
Getting this
it's
woman's
condescending
name wrong.
When you do it, Woody.
So rude, damn it.
Mr. Prim and Proper just intentionally getting someone's name
so
wrong.
So when
a bit.
Billy does it, everyone finds it funny, but
Billy doesn't do it wrong. Okay. He does it right.
Right, yeah.
I haven't murdered anyone yet.
Mischievous tone to his voice when he does it.
I still can't believe you thought there was a time that it was appropriate to kill turtles.
Weird.
No, I'm saying turtles were killed by our use of plastic, and we are trying to lessen that with the decrease of the plastic
Woody,
straw.
How do you feel that the tables have kind of been turned on you in the last few minutes?
It's been fine. You know, it's really an hour and 42 minutes of the tables having been turned on me.
Wow.
He asked for
you've been
all
pretty
of
aggressive
this.
Too, though.
Yeah.
I've been aggressive?
No, not aggressive like a bad mean. I'm just saying, like, you've been like, you know, you called out the sunglasses.
You said
wearers.
Soldiers Wait. Don't work 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Defending our freedom.
You said,
support the troops. We have the hardest job. We work the longest. We work the hardest. No one knows what it's like for us. And that was a
you've
really
You've been great.
Tough take.
I'm not criticizing you. You know,
you told Hildy that her name was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I don't agree. I do support the troops.
Well, good take. Yeah.
I'm pro-troops.
We should pay the teachers as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we should
save
pay
the whales.
Pro-teachers.
Yeah.
Save the whales.
And the turtles.
And
pay the turtles.
Pay the turtles.
Save the teachers. Save the turtles.
Save the turtles.
Save everybody. No more plastic straws. We got to save those teachers, people.
Pay the whales.
Mike's back.
Woody's intentionally not talking right now because he's mad at all of us, and he's like, "See, this is what happens when you make fun of
That's
me."
That's exactly
and
what
I
was
don't
going
talk.
Through my mind. Yeah,
yeah.
Kill us.
What exactly was going
you guys
through my
are
mind?
Ganging up on Woody?
No. Yeah,
was it?
No,
he's
Mike murder us.
Mike,
though,
he's
Mike.
Woody's been ganging up on us. He's killing people. He's got
killing turtles.
Crazy.
He killed turtles. Oh wait, like if you kill animals, like as a little kid, that
kills everything.
Yeah,
a lot of movies about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever break up a good ant pile?
What?
I used to really enjoy that when I worked at Publix.
You murder
you
ants too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They use, ant piles use the outside
Publix?
Of the
yeah,
shoe.
Yeah, what was going on at Publix? What?
Yeah, no, because so at the Publix that I worked at, when retrieving carts, all the carts were on patches of grass. Mm. But occasionally on the patches of grass, there were ant
oh, wait,
piles.
Hold on a second. You are a cart retriever.
Yes.
And noted anti cart quarterbacker Chris Cody is here. How did you feel about that?
So I'm okay with it because as Chris has said, when. Usually at grocery stores, the people assigned to go retrieve the carts, and you do it for 30 minutes, and that's part of your job. Now, I found the job particularly annoying because, as I said, patches of grass with trees broke up the line. So a lot of tree bark getting in the way. So it would be nice if people returned them. We also didn't have a corral for all of the carts, so that was tedious, the fact that you had to pick up each individual one. There's no one place to go and get them from, but it's a job for people to do, and so I don't think it's that reckless of behavior.
And while doing that, you saw some ants and you're like,
yeah,
today's your last day on earth, suckers. And
yep.
You stomped them.
That's exactly what I did. There were some behemoths as well. You just see scurrying ants. I don't know. I really enjoyed that.
You enjoyed watching them scurry
I did,
and
yeah.
suffer.
Yeah.
You're a sick man, though, Chris.
After you destroyed their home.
Ants.
You broke up their families, man.
Ron McGill will be very angry at you.
Murder, ant killer.
Perturbed, even.
Very perturbed.
Uncle killer. What else have you killed?
Incensed, if
Great
you will.
Question.
I will.
Thank you, Roy.
Perturbed even.
I kind of thought that when he pounded the table, he was like, stop making me mad.
Yeah, he's talking up right
You're
now.
You're not going to like me when I'm angry.
Turn to green.
Mike,
perturbed
how are you doing?
Even.
I got to sit back and watch you guys. It was good energy. I needed it. I was crashing a little yeah. bit. I've been up for 25 hours now. I mean, we're all tired, right? Adrenal fatigue kicking in, and I was really enjoying watching the show. I got a second burst watching you guys have a good time. So now I'm back here to close this puppy out. Granted, we got 5 more hours.
Do you like the direction we took the show, Mike, while you were gone? Was it okay?
I mean, probably a little hard on Witty, but look, everybody unfortunately settled into his role quite nicely. Like
he likes the
natural.
Attention.
I hope he doesn't murder us.
Look, there isn't. I don't think there is a talent. There's a couple of like talents that are underrated. We have some of them
Thank
here
you.
In this studio,
Name
and we're spotlighting them.
Who
and others.
They?
Zach Harper.
Zach Harper and others. And I think Chris Whittingham for a long time has deserved more national acclaim for just being a decent, fundamentally decent, and really good at his job.
Aside
and dependable.
From
Aside from the murders, obviously.
Yeah. No, he's yeah. good at the murders.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
better at murders than broadcasting.
Wow. Excel.
If he hasn't murder. Been Even, caught yeah. until today.
Oh, you found out. You found me out. No?
I feel like
no,
the way to catch him,
factor.
Though, like I've seen episodes of,
Thank
of
you,
like
Mike,
police TV shows and stuff like that, where you have like the very clean professional murderer, and the way that you catch them, because they've done so much work and they've planned the crimes perfectly to never get caught, is you start questioning them and making them think like you slipped up, you didn't plan the perfect thing. So like you play their ego against them, right? And you're like, you're so dumb, you did this and this is why you got caught. And then they eventually snap and they're like, that's not true. That's not how I did it. That's not how I murdered someone. So we just need to figure out how he didn't murder someone and pin that on him. And then he'll confess to how he actually murdered people.
We need Columbo.
You gotta bait, you're right, Billy. You gotta bait him into basically feeling like you could never do this murder. You're not smart enough to pull off something
we're
like this.
Appreciating his murder abilities.
And then that way his ego will take over and demand to be recognized and respected.
That or you find their tokens.
True.
Yeah, every serial killer Arcade. Keeps a little something.
What do we think Woody would take as his token?
Well, keepsake.
We did find out he was a never nude.
Blood gel.
In the last hour or so.
Undies?
My token is trousers.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Chantaloons?
Oh. Like eyeglasses, Thanks. Reading glasses, I think.
Who calls them?
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
It's like riding a bike, that thing.
Yeah.
A big old timey bike.
Yeah. It's one wheel.
One
it's
very
not a wheel.
Big...
It's not a bike. It's a unicycle.
No, it's not a unicycle. It's got two. It's got two wheels.
Oh.
It's got a name. Yeah.
The big wheels.
Bicycle. Like
those are coming back in style. Actually, is it that or the
those
just really
it's
high
it's
seats?
It's a penny farthing.
It's a really tall. Ooh. Bike.
It's a really tall
Mike,
bike.
Penny hipsters farthing. In Brooklyn absolutely have been seen biking on penny farthing bikes.
Oh yeah, I've
that's
seen
a name.
Yeah,
penny farthing.
How does the mechanics work of that? A giant wheel with a small wheel? I don't understand how that
they
makes
turn.
Sense.
Oh, yeah, you turn. Pedal, yeah. And then it pushes one wheel. And
pedal
then
on a chain. You know, that's how bikes work.
How do you direct it?
With a handle.
Handlebar.
Do you get on like from a balcony? I just never understood like how you do it.
Have you seen Point Break?
Yeah, have I seen Point?
God.
Oh, you just parachute in.
Yeah, you just parachute.
Johnny Utah doesn't need a parachute.
No, he doesn't. Just hops right on it.
Is Point Break eligible for cinephobe?
Not even close.
Are you kidding me?
But what do you mean by the cinephobe?
I'm sorry. Is the new criteria greatest movie of all time?
Hold on.
What's
hold on.
Cinephobe?
No, hold on. Point Break does qualify, but it's not the Point Break you're thinking of. It's the Point Break reboot.
Yeah. I'm not watching Sky
skipping.
Yeah.
Skipping.
What is cinephobe, by the way, Zach?
Oh, it's that podcast we do where we review poorly rated movies.
Fair shake.
Ascertain.
It's not the movie that we do, right?
Properly.
No, but not yet. Maybe you should dream a little bit of mean.
Hmm.
I'd love to dream right now. I'd love to be in a bed right now dreaming.
Yeah.
I'm actually fairly surprised that Point Break got 70% of Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
Doesn't seem like fodder for critics, to be honest.
A hundo.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, though, cinephobe experts. Rotten Tomatoes isn't just critical reviews, or is it?
I'm so glad you asked that, because it's actually, it could be the audience or the critic score. If it's 40% or lower on cinephobe, we will review it.
There you go, Witty.
Yeah.
Now, why isn't that included in the criteria that you lay out every time you plug the podcast? I feel like that, like, when you're saying bad movies, I think it should be included in the plug what qualifies as a
bad
movie.
Well, we say poorly rated.
Poorly rated, yeah. Right. But what does poorly rated mean? You know,
40% or lower.
I know, but what I'm saying is that could be, you know, the next evolution of the plug.
It could be, but we also throw it right into the intro every single episode. So I think if we can drive you to that, because then maybe you're like, oh, what is a poorly rated movie? Maybe I'll check out this episode and then you get the lowdown.
You know, Witty, one of the things that we do on the podcast is... Zach will look up what the synopsis is for the movie and then the taglines that they went with. Every once in a while, you get a tagline that's so long, we laugh and say, that's not a tagline, that's the synopsis.
That's
paragraph. Basically what you're asking us to do for our tagline for Cinephobe, to make
second.
It as a synopsis.
It already is a synopsis. It includes the word ascertain. All I'm asking is for another line in this already very long plug for your podcast that is like a full-on routine at this point.
It rolls off the tongue.
Like Action Jackson's tagline.
Does anyone who's not a member of Cinephobe want to try the Cinephobe plug and see if they can get it right the first time?
You should listen to Amin do the intro to the show that he's on every single week that he doesn't know.
it was so hard. I couldn't remember anything. That's why we said
did I have a script?
The line, if you have a submission, submit it, was because I couldn't remember what the actual line was. And so I said that, and so now it's become a kind of an inside joke where if you got a review, review it. If you got a submission, submit it. But I would like to see someone do the tagline, if you guys could, you know, give it an attempt, the old college try.
Jessica,
the
flan's
starting to kick in, by the way,
guys.
I will
get three words in. Cinephobe, the podcast where we review poorly rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes and determine whether they were properly rated or, wait.
Ascertain.
Do you have a synonym for determined?
Ascertain whether they were properly rated or didn't get their fair shake. Cinephobe, wherever you get your podcasts.
That was most of the way there.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah. I fucked up ascertain, which is the easiest word.
Right. Well, it's the most memorable one for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Easiest.
Well, the easiest to remember because I've heard Amin say it 1,000 times in the last hour alone.
Roy, do you think you could do it?
No, of course not. I can barely remember that I ate flan just now.
Well, you did remember that you ate flan just now, so
because I looked at my left and I saw the flan.
Maybe your memory
right
is better than you think.
Barely, he barely.
What's the last thing you don't remember, Roy?
The last thing I don't remember is none of your goddamn business. I'm like,
Roy, I have a question for you because I haven't eaten my flan yet because I'm worried that it's not going to sit well after not sleeping all night. How is your stomach feeling after the flan?
There's a rumbling.
There's a rumble. Yeah, my stomach's like growling because I'm so hungry, and I feel like flan might be the wrong answer.
Might have to take the
Jessica, risk. Jessica. Listen to me. Look at me right now.
Don't know.
Minutes ago, I was a husk of a man. I was ready to expire right here in the studio. Now my voice swells with energy and passion because the flan has brought me back to life. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Splash.
So yeah, Jessica, if you want to be that. Just go ahead and
just,
eat that
no,
flan.
Just wait 10
yeah.
minutes.
Oh, no, I'll have what he's having.
You haven't dug into like the breakfast back flan there. Yet.
No, because I feel like someone else might want it more, and I want to save it for them.
People
like
are
Mike,
eyeing that flan.
I've been asking for flan.
You want a flan? Yeah. Yeah, give this to Mike. Mike deserves it more than I do.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
He might be right about that. Yeah.
He does.
Not
he
at all.
He really does. Woody.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
No.
Thank you,
flan. Thank you, flan. Thank you, Flan.
I've noticed this is the loudest of all the day parts in this 24-hour marathon. Yeah. Like, we've been peaking the entire time. It's just been straight red.
Yeah, we're at the top. Oh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good energy.
Well, I mean, you were following Greg Cody, and that was just a low hum.
Low
the Greg Cody
energy.
Show was just a low hum.
He was great.
It was, that was the best I've ever seen Greg Cody,
oh my God.
And he sounded terrible. The show sounded like, you know when you play a vinyl record and before the music starts? That's what it sounded like. Oh, wow.
Content was good.
Get it in you.
No, you don't go deep enough. Go deep.
Yeah, you got to go hit the bottom. You got to hit the bottom with that first.
This is overrated.
I like that. It's a textural delight.
No, this is just the custard.
I got the juice.
It's about the custard.
Ooh, that juice. Oh, man.
So good. What's next?
It's nice and cool on the palate.
A breath of fresh air with Adnan Virk.
Yeah, it does hit Cinephile. Different in the morning. Yeah, Cinephile's going to be next.
Yeah, you got to get close to the mic while you're eating that flan. Do a little asthma for the morning crowd.
Asthma?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's a lot easier to say. I don't like the initials for it.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm the creator of
ASMR is
with
almost
SVG.
ASMR is almost in and of itself ASMR. ASMR.
Wait, shh.
Oh, God. That's
good lord.
Yeah, stop doing
tension?
That.
Wait.
Really got stuck in there.
Let the boy watch.
Oh. Plums.
Ready to go to market.
Are you guys prepared to talk about good movies now all of a sudden?
No, not really. No, I'm so used to the bad ones.
That was good, Mike. Yell
Where
your
can I
mustache.
Hear discussion about bad movies?
So does Clooney.
Breakfast of Flan. Breakfast of Flan.
Breakfast of Flan.
I have to admit, I haven't listened back to Breakfast Flan yet. I have absolutely no idea what the audience just listened to. I have zero recollection of that hour of my life.
Jessica, we're not really supposed to let people in on the notion that we haven't listened to a thing that we just played on the podcast. Everyone has heard it except for you right now.
Apparently,
that's what I'm saying.
The thing I remember most about recording that was Jess sliding me a note at some point saying, "Do you know who that guy is in the studio?" That's honestly what I remember most about that recording session. At which point I looked at her like, "I have no
Jess
clue."
on the beat of trying we to figure
were.
Out who
I
was, it was.
I was like legitimately like, who, like this, who is this guy? Like if he's a PA, like let's put him to use. Why is he eating a fucking flan? We only had six flan. We had six flan and he ate one of them. Like Mike Ryan didn't even eat a flan.
Billy spent like $7 on each of those flans.
He owes us $7. He owes us $7.
Who's going to collect?
Oh, I'll collect.
Nunya DD is on the case.
It's on the case.
Nunya
on the
GD Business Esquire.
aside from the creep in the breakfast flan, what was everyone's favorite moment from that hour that we just listened to?
Roasting Witty.
Yeah.
Did we realize that Witty goes to sleep with gel in his hair in this hour, or was that
no,
last
that was
show?
The last hour. That was what we played on
Wednesday.
We
discussed it, though.
We did. Yeah, we did. Like, yeah. Yes.
It came up.
That was a big revelation.
Uh-huh.
My favorite thing was the, I think this happened in this hour, Billy kind of spearheaded this murderer bit where we whispered murderer into the mic, and yes, I'm not sure if the mics actually picked that up. I hope they did, but that was my favorite thing, that it became like very similar to the chickens, like the echoing of murderer, homicide, killer, he's a freak, like into the microphone in whisper form. I really enjoyed that bit.
Witty's a killer, yes, murderer.
I really enjoyed being accused of being a murderer.
I'm
that
sure you
fun.
Did.
I had a nice time.
It probably threw off the scent, huh, Witty?
Dexter over here. This guy's Dexter.
Imagine if you are a murderer, what you want people to say is, hey, that guy's a murderer. And then it's like, ah, he's not really a murderer.
I wonder what the guy in the room was thinking when we were calling you a murderer. Because he was probably sitting there like,
he probably should have slid out of there.
I only knew.
There was a lot of eye contact between the guy and Witty. So maybe they had some sort of understanding. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Killer recognized killer.
Yes, exactly. Real recognized real.
I really want to get back to why everyone thought he was my friend.
Again, because he's fat.
Like, what the hell? Like, so just all fat people are friends? Like, what? I think he even, like, referenced me at some point when he got caught.
I think it was more slovenly than fat, wow. I think, was kind of the
I don't think that was why, Cody. I think it was because your dad came in. And we thought that he was part of like a Cody family entourage.
Right, that was about when it
I don't
started.
Think,
right.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I think Mike Ryan was like, "Oh, he looks like he could be Cody's friend." Well, not I. That's not why I thought that.
It might also be because one of my better friends is a large dude, and maybe like they've kind of met that guy before, so they were like, "Maybe that's him." But he doesn't look like that guy. But yeah, anyways, fun times. It probably wouldn't have been as funny if he sliced us all up.
Yeah, that would have
or
been.
Like. Stole a $150,000 camera or something.
Yeah.
Really
left ourselves vulnerable there. But security,
don't do
security
it again.
Was on the case.
This is why we have security when we record, and I don't know where. That's all. This
we've
is why we have security when we record.
We've
don't break into the Cleveland. There's one on both
security.
For you.
Exactly. Double security.
Do we need the
we
seal?
More security guards.
The seal guy again? Do we need the SEAL Team 6 guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To bring him back?
Yeah.
Meeting him was quite something. That was around like the very beginning of
intimidating.
Holy hell. How are we going to end this?
I don't know, man.
Let's say bye.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Murderer.
Folks, I want to talk to you about life and how things change and how they usually change for the better. Look, 5 years ago, I didn't have a podcast with my dad. Now I do. 5 years ago, I didn't talk a lot on this show, and now I talk way more than people would like. So life is always changing. I'm sure in your life, you have examples of the same exact thing. But you know that one thing that hasn't changed? The great taste of Miller Lite. They keep it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. Less filling and only 96 calories. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.